In today's attention-starved marketplace, your brand name is your most valuable asset, the one thing customers will see, say, and hear more than anything else. A great name rolls off the tongue and creates instant emotional connections, while a poor one leaves people confused or cringing. Alexandra Watkins has revolutionized naming with a straightforward approach. Create names that make people smile instead of scratch their heads. Her methodology has attracted clients like Google, Disney, and Coca-Cola because it works, transforming bland identifiers into powerful brand assets that open wallets and create loyal fans. Think about it. Would you rather buy mosquito protection from Bug Quick Zap or The Executioner? Would Lawn Love or A Cut Above better serve a company expanding beyond yard care? These aren't just academic questions. They're the difference between brands that thrive and those that disappear. The most magnetic brand names pass Watkins' smile test. They're suggestive, memorable, use imagery, have legs, and create emotional connections. Suggestive names evoke meaning without being merely descriptive. The Impossible Burger suggests plant-based meat that tastes like real meat, while Garden Society captures sophisticated cannabis confections for mature women. Metaphorical names like Explorer and fragrance names like Desire evoke experiences customers desire. Memorable names connect with existing knowledge in our brains. Leapfrog works by referencing a familiar childhood game, creating an immediate mental connection. Coined names like Aladtech often fail because we lack reference points. Even longer names like Better Than Pants stick when they create meaningful connections. Names with strong visual imagery cement themselves in our minds. Grasshopper, Ironwood, and Oak Tree stick because they instantly create mental pictures, similar to how people named Daisy or Forest are easily remembered. Names with legs provide extensive verbal branding opportunities through strong themes. Fire Talker PR extends its fire theme with packages like Firestarter and Fan the Flame of Success. The most extendable themes include fire, magic, music, travel, nature, romance, art, and food. Developing a naming theme early helps when launching product families. Apple demonstrated this with iMac, iPod, iPhone, and iPad. Other effective approaches include Ben & Jerry's personality-driven ice cream names and Ford's F-initial strategy, Fairmont, Falcon, Focus. The emotional impact of a great name directly influences purchasing decisions, with research showing 50% of buying decisions are emotion-driven. The author once bought an expensive Boss Lady ring simply because the name made her feel empowered. Hotel Vitale increased wedding business by 25% by renaming services from generic terms to engaging ones, changing post-reception bar rental to last call for alcohol and co-ed bridal shower to shower together. B2B companies also benefit from emotionally resonant names. Law firm Bedrock increased revenue after rebranding from the founder's difficult-to-pronounce surname, as the name conveyed confidence without self-importance. A great name creates instant recognition, emotional connections, and word-of-mouth marketing that advertising can't buy. It makes your brand easier to remember and recommend while providing a foundation for brand extensions. When LTech Lansing transformed product codes into evocative names like Moondance and Backbeat, their products connected emotionally with customers, demonstrating the business impact that separates mediocre names from magnificent ones. Just as important as knowing what makes a great name is understanding what makes a terrible one. The scratch test identifies 7 fatal flaws that can doom your brand from the start. Spelling challenged names aren't clever, they're frustrating. Companies like Boutique force employees to constantly explain their spellings. With names like Love to Learn, you'll forever have to spell your name when speaking. If Siri garbles your name or autocorrect suggests wrong words, you've glimpsed your customer's future frustration. Copycat names appear lazy and risk trademark infringement. Pinkberry's success spawned numerous berry imitators, many facing legal challenges. Avoid dated naming styles, e-anything, i-anything, unless you're Apple, and overused words like monkey, rocket, and zen. Restrictive names limit growth potential. Canadian Tire sells everything from toasters to trampolines despite its name, requiring the apologetic tagline, "There is a lot more to Canadian Tire than tires." Amazon, conversely, was named to suggest enormous from the beginning, allowing expansion beyond books. Names that feel contrived or grammatically incorrect frustrate customers and damage your brand. Forced mashups like Femfessionals make people cringe rather than connect, while lazy word modifications, Lernia, Washio, show a complete lack of creativity. Intentional ambiguity is a branding disaster. Third Love's co-founder praised their name's ambiguity, but customers often make unwanted associations like menage a trois or third nipples. Your brand name should clarify, not mystify. Backward names like Nierg, green spelled backward, are annoying. The rare exception is Harpo, Oprah backward, which works because it's already a recognizable name that creates a smile in either direction. In a world where people check their phones 150 times daily, boring names disappear. Without a massive ad budget, you can't afford a tame name. Creative, descriptive names like Range Rover and Gentle Dental stand out, while forgettable ones like Lending Club blend into the competitive fog. The curse of knowledge leads to names that alienate potential customers through insider jargon and obscure references. Even Apple stumbled with OS names like Mavericks, a surf beach familiar mainly to Californians. Similarly, HealthSouq founders failed to realize most North Americans don't know what a souk is, hardly appealing for dental services. Alphanumeric product names like M202 and VS63 make sense internally but mean nothing to consumers. When Eat My Words renamed Alltech Lansing products as Moondance, Backbeat, and Expressionist, they transformed forgettable codes into memorable brands that connected emotionally with customers. Customers avoid brands they can't pronounce, similar to diners skipping Milfoy to prevent embarrassment. UCLA research shows stocks with difficult names are purchased less frequently, and politicians with hard-to-pronounce names lag in polls. Your brand name should be welcoming, not a linguistic obstacle course. Domain names don't need to cause frustration. Some of the most memorable domains come from creative workarounds, like Peanut Butter & Co.'s ilovepeanutbutter.com. First, create your brand name, then find a suitable domain. Instead of spending thousands on meaningless words from domain aftermarkets, try VStrategies. Add a modifier, goodbit101.com. Use domain suggestion tools. Create a memorable phrase, veggiesmadeeasy.com. Make your domain a call to action, eatwithhonor.com. Or consider .net extensions. Before brainstorming names, complete a creative brief defining what your brand is and what you want the name to convey. This brief serves as an ingredients list for the perfect name, keeping you focused on what matters. Traditional group brainstorming isn't effective. The process works best when done individually at your computer, using the internet to explore unexpected connections that lead to brilliant name ideas. Your brand name will appear everywhere, business cards, websites, products, and be spoken in conversations. It's the first thing people learn about your business and the last thing they remember. Choose a name that makes them smile, not scratch their heads.